mention that our feast today is in honor of good King Wenceslaus, who lived in the early 10th century, the patron saint of Bohemia, now in the Czech Republic, where Pope Benedict is today. In fact, he celebrated Mass this morning at the shrine on the very place of the martyrdom of Saint Wenceslaus. Our gospel reading today was very much chosen to go along with the life of Saint Wenceslaus, because Saint Wenceslaus lived at a time where his grandfather and grandmother had become Christian and had tried to convert the nation to Christianity with large success, but there were pockets of pagans still remaining who did not like the new practice of Christianity. And in fact, Wenceslaus's father was Christian, but his mother was very much against Christianity. And so this created tension in the house, and eventually Wenceslaus was martyred by his own brother as he was off visiting churches on their feast days, as was Wenceslaus's custom. His brother, Boleslav, actually, out of jealousy, killed his own brother. So we see the gospel reading today, Jesus reminding us that ultimately, if we value peace or even harmony in the family more than we value our faith, then we are ultimately making a poor choice. That there are times when we will not have peace, even in our own families. If we stand up for our faith, Jesus says that is what is most important, and oftentimes that will bring not peace, but the sword. And we should be prepared for that, because often today, we tend to run away from conflict, to say, well, if we really stand up for our faith, it could create tension, conflict, even in our own families. So we might be inclined to keep quiet, to not spread our faith. Today we draw courage from the martyr Wenceslaus, who indeed stood up for his faith. When he became king of Bohemia, he actually became a very, very Christian king. He went about doing good for the poor. He actually took a pledge of virginity that he would remain celibate for the sake of the kingdom as a witness to the importance of his faith. He tried to convert all his subjects to the practice of the faith. He is best known probably for his special care of the poor, where he really, although he was a king, sought to make sure that all of his subjects, especially the poor and the lowly in his kingdom, would have all of the material needs that they required. This unselfishness is perhaps a great model for all civil leaders. Wenceslaus was not one to hold on to the power of his office, but rather used the power to lead others to Christ. So often today we think that democracy and capitalism is the best form of government, and we today have so pushed forward our idea of religious freedom that we've turned the idea of being free to practice our religion on its head. Instead of being free for the practice of religion, we're now supposed to be free from religion, and we're trying to create a secular kind of state free from all public religion. Wenceslaus very much did the opposite of that. He knew that if there was really going to be peace in his kingdom, he had to himself practice the faith very openly and encourage all his subjects to do so. So he was martyred on one of his typical visits. Today, when we see our leaders go off, where do they go? They go to some summit or to speak before some political leaders. When Wenceslaus went out, he went out about to go visit churches. He would go visit them to celebrate Mass with them on their feast days. That was the kind of leader that Wenceslaus was. As I said, he was martyred by his own brother, kind of at the encouraging of his mother, because they did not like the fact that he was so visibly living his Christian faith. So we pray that he would give us strength today. We pray also that he would strengthen our own civil leaders, that they would look not so much to their own power, but to the least among us, to take good care of the poor. At the risk of embarrassing myself, on an early Monday morning, I thought I would close with a little bit of the famous Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslaus. We often hear the first verse, but there's actually a whole little story wrapped up in this Christmas carol. So we'll just end today with a little bit of story about the good King Wenceslaus and one typical story of his care of the poor. This was actually written in the 19th century, this carol, but it speaks well, I think, of the king. Good King Wenceslaus looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter's fuel. Hither, page, and stand me by, if thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sir, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine, while we bear him thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.